Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
With the old man, stranded again, so off I'd ran.
Welcome back. It's 7 till the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. John Fox is our guest. John O. Fox. John, initial O, Fox.com. Right, John?
And if they really want to see some things I've written, go to 10, the number 10taxquestions.com.
10taxquestions.com. The book is called If America's Really Understood the Income Tax. We just got through debating a little bit about Obamacare, and especially for small business owners with under 50 employees. John, one of the biggest arguments that we didn't get to is that I think is really important is that we talked about the fact that their health care insurance rates are already going up. They're scared to death about it. I think it's the reason why the economy is languishing right now. The single biggest reason is Obamacare, the specter of Obamacare. Number two, here's what people always forget. Yes, most small business owners don't have 50 employees, but many small business owners want to grow to over 50 employees. And if there's a lid on that, if there's an ugly Obamacare lid on that 50 employees, it dampens the entrepreneurial spirit in America. So that's one of the problems I've got with it. I wanted to mention from last time. Now I want to get to your universal thing. You laid down the gauntlet in the last segment when you said and of course we've now heard Obama say this. We've now heard Reid say this. That they've actually come out of the closet and said Obamacare was just a precursor to a single payer universal healthcare system. That's what they want, right? And
yeah,
you like that idea. So here's my question, John.
Yes.
You had some pretty major surgery about 3 or 4 years ago.
Yes.
When you decided this surgery needed to be done, you and your doctor, the only thing you had to do was work it out with your schedule, work it out with a doctor's schedule, and basically you got it done. If we had a universal healthcare system like England, like Canada, you would have to talk to the government and they'd schedule your surgery.
Well, you know, I had knee replacement surgery. And it would not have been unreasonable that I waited, I think I waited 2 or 3 months to have it. And if I had to wait 4 or 5 months,
What if it were chemotherapy, John?
Well, I think that gets a much higher priority. Let me just say that in Australia, where I was for 3 months doing some research, they have a large workforce. It looks a lot like America, Australia, except that the high wages are not nearly as high for doctors, lawyers, mm-hmm. etc. They don't have the ambition to have, you know,
which is a product of universal health care.
Well, no, it's not a product. It's just that their ambitions are for actually they have a wonderful way of life. Australians, I think, are very
yeah. They do look at the world differently. I agree with that.
They're hardworking. They look after their national parks. They're very public spirited. But nobody worried when the recession hit. And I was there when the recession hit that they would lose their health insurance. And let me say where I start. I believe that small business, as well as every business, wants a healthy workforce. So the question is, how do you get a healthy workforce? Well, for one thing, Medicaid in this country doesn't apply to most of the poor. Medicaid applies to children under 21. Mm-hmm. It applies to pregnant women. It applies to seniors who are seniors. And it applies to disabled people. But all healthy people who are single, don't have children, etc., they don't get Medicaid just for being poor. So the whole issue of the Medicaid expansion, to me, is just part of the general problem that we have an increasing number of low-income people who don't get good medical coverage, and therefore they're increasingly unhealthy.
But, John, Obamacare is not even solving that problem. There's still going to be 30 million people uninsured. Let me ask you a question, John. You live in Massachusetts. You have Romney Care, right?
We do, and it's worked
fabulously. Successful?
Very successful. We have about 4% of the entire population uninsured. Almost the entire population.
Are the young people subscribing?
Yeah.
That's the key to Obamacare working, right? Because older people like you and I, our bills should come down. Their bills are going to go up and maybe even go from zero to something a month. If young people don't subscribe to Obamacare, actuarially it won't work.
That's why the mandate was there. I mean, the whole idea was to make sure that people don't opt into health care when they get sick and not having paid for the premiums in the, when they're healthy. So you're absolutely right. And that's why the Obama people are going around the country trying to persuade young people that it's in their interest.
Do you like the idea of the navigators, people that, that we have done no background checks on, going around delving into the personal lives of people?
Well, I don't want to. That's a whole other issue. I'm very concerned about national security issues and our privacy. But I do believe that the, one of the benefits of Obamacare is that every child who's under 26 can be included in their parents' policy.
And that's a good idea, but it costs money. And so you can't say Obamacare is going to lower rates and get that at the same time. You don't get both of those, John.
There are more things that we have to address in healthcare, which is, you know...
And we'll continue. We'll have to continue this, John. I've run out of time. John Fox, ladies and gentlemen, our good friend. He'll be back another day. I'll be back tomorrow. I'm Jim Blasingame.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.